Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Sophia. And today we're going to be talking about the Vietnam War. Hey Kenz, did you know that Vietnam can be considered one of the most controversial wars that ever happened?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Weird flex, but okay.
According to Richard Nixon, no event in American history is more misunderstood than the Vietnam War. It was misreported then, and it is misremembered now.
Dude, isn't there a library named after him or something? That must be important.
Yeah, it's super important. Anyways, in 1954, the communists defeated the French, which provoked the splitting of Vietnam.
Ooh.
Since they separated, they realized that they both wanted different things.
Sounds like a bad breakup to me.
Yeah, a breakup that led to war. The draft and the new media took part in making the war so debatable.
Don't forget about the PTSD. That must have been the worst.
Oh, I bet.
So, why don't we start talking about the draft?
Where do we even begin? It's kind of complicated.
Well, when you really narrow it down, it's easier to understand.
So, let's begin.
Do you want to know why the draft made the war so controversial?
Tell me about it.
Okay. So basically, all men in between the ages of 18 to 26 literally had to sign up for the draft.
So they were forced to?
Yeah, kind of. It was a raffle that determined if they had to fight in the war.
You mean when they had to fight?
Wait, what? I thought they just volunteered.
Oh, no, no, no. So they drew a whole bunch of capsules that contained birthdays, and the order decided what group they were in and when they would serve their time.
Oh, wow. So if you had a birthday and you were a man, then you were going to war.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I know that not every one of those men were drafted.
That's right.
Not all the men ended up passing a performance test that basically tested their limits and showed their skill slash ability level.
Imagine not passing the test. That must have been a bummer.
But was it?
I mean, yeah. If they didn't pass, then they didn't get to serve their country, and that was pretty looked down upon.
Oh, gotcha.
Now do you get it?
Yes. The draft was very controversial. Let's move on.
Sounds good to me. Okay, so moving on.
Let's talk about media.
Media.
Fun fact, the Vietnam War was considered the first living room war because it was officially the first war that was televised.
Imagine just seeing that on a TV screen. So intense and vulgar.
You think? I feel like it might have been seen as fake, like a movie or something.
I just thought of how much information could be misreported.
Just like my boy Nixon said.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I just remembered that.
Also, TVs back then were so small that it could have made the soldiers look 3 inches tall.
Dude, facts. I didn't even think of that.
And, my last point, it was even probably normalized to the public. Like, if you really think about it.
They were so exposed to it. Honestly, it was probably on the main channels.
Yeah, I bet.
So the live exposure and the normalization of it throughout society made it controversial.
Good way to sum it up.
PTSD! Thank you, next.
I guess we're talking about PTSD now.
PTSD is an all-around complex topic.
How so?
Well, stress wasn't the only factor. Side effects of things like Agent Orange could kind of be considered PTSD.
Right! Agent Orange and substance abuse played a huge role.
Let's talk about Agent Orange for now.
Okay. Agent Orange was an herbicide that contains dioxin used by the U.S. military during the war.
It pretty much killed the trees in the jungle to eliminate hiding spots for the enemy.
And in addition to killing trees, it contaminated lots of people living in Vietnam.
Just think about peacefully trying to live, and the next thing you know, you're dying due to Agent Orange.
Actually, it didn't happen immediately. The side effects kicked in a few years after, and they were long-term.
Like cancer?
Yeah, like cancer, diseases, and other health problems.
Man, that's crazy.
And super sad, too.
Okay, what about substance abuse?
Oh yeah, just imagine fighting in a war and watching people die right in front of your eyes. Or even worse, having to kill them yourself.
I know, that would freak me out.
Yeah, having to live with that would make me go crazy.
And that's probably why they abuse substances.
To try to forget the war. I guess that makes sense.
But still not a valid reason to do so.
Don't do drugs, kids!
Yeah, what she said.
Alright. So, to summarize everything,
the war was just controversial.
The most controversial.
Because of?
The draft.
The new media.
And last but not least, the post-traumatic stress disorder that followed after.
So, here was just a small, very, very small portion of the Vietnam War.
We could go on and on talking about it. In fact,
that's all the time we have here today, folks.
Okay.
I hope you had a great time listening to us.
And I hope we gave you more knowledge on this complex, interesting topic.
Thank you for listening. This is Kenzie
and Sophia
signing off.